brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. Mahatma Gandhi said that back in the 30s. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Michael Coffin's going to be popping in with us for a 30-minute visit, but I'm going to have him on for a full hour next week. An incredible new documentary he's put together, Global Warming or Global Governance, and it really just cuts it down to the bone, documenting with all the scientific evidence how it's a fraud. And it is available, of course, at InfoWars.com. Dr. Coffin joining us here in just a moment. By the way, he is the main voice, other than mine, in Endgame. He ties it all together, and Endgame won't be out till middle October, but it's just unbelievable, the great job he did. So he's an integral part of Endgame. But History Channel hit piece, Dirty Tricks, Malicious Lies, and Journalistic Fraud. I've never seen a hit piece like this one. It was so dishonest. Paul Watson just chronicled some of it. There'll be a part two, of course, as we analyze the video clips themselves and the scientific fraud they put out. But please go to PrisonPlanet.com now and get this article and get it out to everybody so that when they type in the name of Bradley Davis, the liar who said that it wasn't a hit piece, they can find out the truth about this guy and find out the truth about Hearst Publishing. You supply the pictures, we'll supply the war, yellow journalism, founding fathers. All right, we're about to break, but I want to shift gears to Dr. Michael Coffin. I tell you, Dr. Michael Coffin, I knew you were making this video, and I carry several of the others. And I said, I want to carry it. That's it, because I knew the research you were doing. I saw it, and I'm glad we are carrying it now. Just amazing how you cut to the chase with this and how strong the evidence is. We got a minute and a half before we break. Just sum it up as a statement, and then I'll come back and detail it. What's really behind man-made global warming? Is it real? Is it a fraud?
Well, man-made global warming is a fraud. We are having global warming, but it's natural. We'll talk about that later. It's a fraud. It's contrived, and it's designed basically to install another piece, another chunk of the global governance agenda of the United Nations and the global elite.
In 60 seconds, describe your new film.
Basically what I've done is I've taken interviews from dozens of scientists and professionals, even politicians and so forth, to take the viewer step by step through what the real science is showing. Now, this isn't the contrived science that you're seeing in the daily news and so forth. This is the hard science that is really showing and how they're twisting it to make it look like we're having man-caused global warming. And it literally decimates Al Gore's inconvenient truth. I use that as the basis and show you step by step how he is incorrect and wrong and so forth without really denigrating his name. It's suitable for showing to any person, and it is having a major, major impact on people who really are starting to believe that man was causing global warming. These are not the religious fanatics that believe that man is causing global warming. You're never going to get to them. But anyone who has an open mind and is believing that man is causing global warming because of what they've heard, this will literally turn them 180 degrees and make them laugh at Al Gore.
Well, Al Gore admitted before Congress that this is all to get two different climate taxes, a cap and trade tax and a carbon tax. And the globalists have wanted this for 50 years. And they openly say, even in the Banff Canada documents from SPP, that it isn't real, but that by saying it's man-made, they can get a continent-wide and then worldwide carbon tax to the elite. This is really a tax on life. And I want to walk through carbon dioxide, a life-giving gas. They claim it's a pollutant. And my biggest reason for being mad at these people is that we have real environmental problems. And what the mainline environmental movement does is they gobble up all the concern about things that are going on and turn it all into this discussion of carbon dioxide. It's just unbelievable what they do. Dr. Michael Coffin is our guest for the next 25 minutes. When we get back, we're going to just shotgun blow by blow, issue by issue, through his new video, Global Warming or Global Governance. And by the way, we have these. This is just out at InfoWars.com. Secure online shopping cart right now or 888-253-3139. You need this to show your liberal friends, who are good people, just like conservatives are good and being brainwashed by Fox News. They're being brainwashed by Al Gore.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
3 weeks ago, Bob Dacey went to the Texas Department of Transportation. He's a New American writer magazine with another writer from that publication. And he witnessed them openly talking about how they had to keep it secret from the public. I mean, they have meetings and the press is there and they say keep it secret, and the mainline press knows to keep their mouth shut or they won't get the story next time. That's how a lot of the control of the low-level people works, is that you just go along with the lie or you'll never get another interview from these politicians. And to them, that's the news story, is having Governor Rick Perry answer your question. Oh, you've been graced. Well, they are going to fund the North American Union with the roads. That's another one of their funding mechanisms. They've openly said it in the documents. It's being announced on our news, and it's all part of the whole globalist system. Sal Costello joins us in about 20 minutes in studio and local televisions here covering it, because there's a meeting coming up fighting all of this in the next few days as we fight the toll roads on existing roads. But this all ties in together with the move for a global carbon tax in the name of stopping global warming. Dr. Michael Kaufman goes right through the facts in his new video, Global Warming or Global Governments. And we were looking for the top expert to have in our film who had wide-ranging knowledge. It was Dr. Michael Kaufman. He's in my new film, Endgame, coming out. That's how powerful his information is in his research. And he helped shoot down the Convention on Biological Diversity that would have brought us under UN regulatory control in the mid-90s. He's been instrumental, so I'm just really thankful to have him in Endgame and to be carrying his new video. And the reason I raise this point is,
he goes through the admitted ice core studies, the admitted climatologist information. This is not debated science, and it correlates exactly with the sun activity. It correlates with multidiscipline sciences exactly. It's conclusive that 9,000 to 4,000 years ago in that period, it was many degrees hotter than it is now. The poles shrunk massively. That created the new agrarian rise that led to civilization. That piece of evidence right there proves carbon dioxide levels have been 10 times higher before. We want that. They've done mammal studies and plant studies showing we're healthier in higher oxygen and carbon dioxide rich areas. I know I'm saying it all, Doc, but why don't you, doctor of scientific forest ecology, go over what's in the film?
Well, it is an astounding film. I have to say that even though we put it together, we have had calls coming in from people that have already purchased this, basically saying they've given it to friends who are diehard. We are man-caused global warming because Al Gore says so, and it's proved it on his video, Inconvenient Truth. And when they see this video, they go into a state of shock, and they realize they have been fleeced because we literally take his video apart piece by piece and show really what's behind in the true science of what's going on. And this carbon dioxide as a pollutant is the greatest disgrace the scientific community could ever give to mankind because it's the most beneficial gas that we have going for us other than oxygen, which we need to breathe. But CO2 is a limiting factor for plant growth, tree growth. All of the vegetation growth of the earth required carbon dioxide in order to grow, and we can produce 20 to 50% more food by doubling the amount of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere. And it's been demonstrated time and time again, and we have interviews with scientists and so forth that show this conclusively, that it's the case.
Yeah, for those that don't know, mammals like higher oxygen, but only to a certain point, healthier, live longer, have less cancer. Those are long-term studies with mice and guinea pigs. But we know plants, it's just exponential. They just get healthier and healthier and grow better and better with higher levels of carbon dioxide. It's conclusive.
It's conclusive. There's no one that can argue. They tried to tear it down. They came out with a study about 8 months ago that tried to shoot it down and saying it really doesn't do that much. And immediately, new research was done to show that they were totally wrong. And this has been the story of this global warming.
They did in Europe is a 20-year study, if this is the one you're talking about, they limited water supply to the plants, and then the plants they found actually were healthier and were able to live longer, but didn't grow quite as fast.
Yeah, right. And that's just one of several that they used to try to prove that carbon dioxide really wasn't that beneficial. And they have since shown that it is very beneficial. In fact, with higher levels of carbon dioxide, you can grow the same crops in drier conditions and get better production than you would if you didn't have carbon dioxide.
Well, I've seen several big studies. I know you cover some of these, but I wanted to, because this is your specialty, is in forest ecology, that the real reason we've had the desertification in North Africa accelerating, there used to be crocodiles in the Sahara right in the middle of it, is because we've become carbon dioxide starved.
Yes, absolutely. They're really seeing that, and they're seeing that in fact, NASA has photographs, and I showed one of them in the video that shows that the northern hemisphere is greening. It's becoming much greener over the last 15 years. That really is due to carbon dioxide and the fact that we are getting a little bit warmer, and we are. We have global warming, but it's natural, and I show you step by step why it's natural.
We started cooling 4,000 years ago. Thank God we're going back into a cooling cycle.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, the last 10,000 years, if you look at the last 10,000 years, we've been gradually going downhill in temperature. We've had ups and downs. We've had warmer periods and colder periods. In fact, in 1700, we had a much colder period than we're in right now. We're recovering from that, what's called the Little Ice Age, that occurred back in the 1700s when the Thames River in London froze over annually. They used to have ice parties and so forth. It never freezes over now. And it didn't in 1200 AD when they had what's called the solar optimum when the Renaissance started. And it was much, much warmer. It was a couple degrees warmer than we're seeing right now.
Well, I know they've also done big studies, major universities have, that if we had a cooling period right now, went into even a mini ice age, we would have a problem feeding our 6.5 billion. So it's almost, it's great that we're warming right now because we need that food.
Absolutely. And all of the scare stories that you're hearing, I know we don't have a whole lot of time now, but all the scare stories that we're hearing about global warming are just plain bunk. There's no other way
you
can describe
it.
We're not going to have more hurricanes.
What about the science study where you put ice cubes brimming out of a glass, but when they melt, The glass is lower because ice displaces more volume than water, and we know that especially Antarctica, most of it is underwater. So they've done studies that if it actually completely melted, we might even get sea drops.
Yeah, and especially in the polar ice cap, and that. But the polar ice cap has disappeared in the past. The polar bears did just fine. Antarctica is actually growing. It's becoming colder in Antarctica, with the exception of in the western part of Antarctica. What Al Gore is saying about ice flooding or ice melting and flooding just isn't going to happen.
What about in Greenland? You've got a tell folks that story about the airplane.
Well, in 1942, a squadron of P-38s flew across over to Great Britain during the war. They got trapped. They couldn't land in Iceland, and they had to go back to Greenland, but they couldn't find the airport. By that time, it was fogged in there, too, and they had to land on the Greenland ice cap. And they went back in 1982 and tried to start finding that. They finally found them in 1992, 268 feet below the ice surface. That's how much ice had accumulated from 1942 to 1992 in a 50-year period, is 268 feet. We're not seeing a shrinking of the ice, Greenland ice cap. We're seeing a growth of the Greenland ice cap. It's actually contracting along its edges, where it's being influenced by the oceans, because the oceans are getting a little bit warmer because the Earth is getting a little bit warmer.
And that's the thing. Al Gore, I mean, I've read accounts written by Julius Caesar where he is sailing around, checking out Britannia, and he's looking, or it's called Albion then, he's looking at Albion and he's seeing glaciers, there on the continent in between the English Channel and in Norway and places, and, he's describing the collapsing ice. I mean, as it piles up, glaciers always push out and fall into the sea, and I love these shows where they show that polar bears can't swim, and oh my gosh, they're having to run from ice to ice, it's all melting. Polar bears can swim over 100 miles, they haul in beluga whales, these are incredible creatures. They're saying they can't swim on TV.
I know. It's disgusting how scientists are corrupting the scientific method. It's just awful. Because there will become a time when we will have a problem that we need to address, and people aren't going to believe scientists. Because once they understand that this whole man-caused global warming thing was a hype, an actual definite fraud, because it was political in its nature, and I show that very, very clearly in the DVD, that they're not going to believe anything scientists say anything anymore.
Now, I have Club of Rome from the late 60s. I have the documents, and it went to the library to get them, UT, and they say we're going to have an ice age by 2000.
Yes.
Where's the ice age?
Right. Right. That was because the Earth was cooling a very brief period of time between 1945 and 1975, where the Earth was cooling. So they were just projecting that and saying we're going to have another ice age. Well, it didn't happen. Because we have a variable climate. And I explain at least one very leading theory right now as to why we have warming and cooling in the DVD. There's actually several that are starting to formulate right now. But let me assure you folks, more and more scientists are coming over to the fact that man is probably not causing that much global warming. Now, probably do have an influence, but it's very minor.
I'm just taking anthropologists and archaeologists overlays maps of when we had human population spikes and when we had civilization development spikes, and it overlays perfectly with warming periods, duh.
It does, and it's not too surprising, is it?
So it's an easy equation, is it not, Doctor? Is that too simple to say a warmer planet is better for humans?
Yes. In fact, in all the times that you just said, when you have a very big advancement of civilization, always occurs during these warmer periods. And we're entering one of those warmer periods right now, and we ought to be thankful because we're able to feed the world right now. If we went back to temperatures of 300 years ago, we'd be starving. We'd have massive crop failures, because that's what happened in the 1600s and 1700s, is they had massive crop failures. It's what pushed the Vikings out of Greenland. Right now, where there's ice and frozen ground, the Vikings were growing crops in 1200 A.D.
And that's why suddenly they descended on everybody in huge hordes, robbing them and taking over their land in England, what's England today, and in Ireland, because even into Europe, because they had to have the land.
They had to have the land.
All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Michael Kaufman. He's going to be with us a full hour next week, maybe even longer. So we have time to really go through all this. Global warming or global governance, a very important presentation. $15 at Infowars.com. And you can also link through over to his website and get it there. It's 1 hour, 16 minutes long. It is absolutely amazing.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Now, operators are standing by to receive your call.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's
1-888-211-1715. Dr. Michael Kaufman, scientist, documentary maker, global warming or global governance. Got about 5 minutes left, sir. Continue through the key bullet points.
Well, the thing that we need to recognize is that there is global warming, but man is not causing it. That is the thing, that's a key point. And the fact that we're having elevated CO2 and so forth is a good thing. it's not a bad thing. In fact, it'll help the environment. It helps ecosystems and so forth tremendously, and it also will produce more food, cause more food production, and actually feed the poor, especially in these starving nations of Africa and so forth. They can produce more, as much as 20 to 30 or 40% more, with the same amount of water and everything else that they have right now, if increasing carbon dioxide. So it's a free fertilizer. It can help alleviate starvation. And yet we are condemning it. We're about ready to declare the polar bear an endangered species, which would make carbon dioxide a pollutant and therefore under a controlled substance. And, of course, carbon dioxide is absolutely necessary for life on Earth. You cannot do it. And once it's controlled by the government, they are controlling life. And that is a very horrifying concept when you start to think about it. They're backing in the back door in order to gain control over how food is produced and so forth in order to control you and me. It all has to do with global governance. It is a key factor. In fact, we were talking earlier in this half hour, the fact that Al Gore wants to put carbon taxes and so forth in place of payroll taxes. I took a quote directly out of the Commission on Global Governance's report back in the 1990s. Where they actually said that this is a goal that we must be promoting is get these carbon taxes in place and so forth. Almost verbatim, Vice President Gore said it in Congress or in the U.S. Senate testimony that he gave on March 21st of this year.
Oh, I know. We have it in Endgame where he's sitting there talking to Hillary Clinton. And this is what's so amazing about it. The Club of Rome and others say they don't want industrial development because they don't want the third world populations. They literally want to reduce them. And the globalists aren't stupid. They know the Earth is going into a blooming cycle. They know it's going to help third world peoples. So they're trying to block fuels and things they need to develop and build themselves up. And so this is really just a race against human life right now by the New World Order. And speaking of polar bears, I just saw the numbers. Their numbers are up right now, but that won't stop them. They declare stuff endangered all the time that isn't.
Absolutely, and that's true with many, many of the endangered species that are listed because they have these little caveats in the legislation where if it's a portion of the gene pool that's in danger, they can declare the whole species in
danger.
That's
right. They'll have one little sector where there's a small number of this, you know, diminutive size cougar in the Everglades, or this salamander can breed with this salamander, but this little variety in this little pool has 5 spots on his belly and not 6, or this little perch has 4 spots and not 3. And it's the same perch, it's a variety, and folks, they've caught them planting animals that don't exist in certain areas. They'll claim regional endangerment.
Yep. It is amazing how they will literally use any excuse to bring control over our property rights, over our industry in the case of global warming and CO2 control, almost anything. They want to gain control so that the government and that they control controls us and what we can do, say, and otherwise. It is a controlled society we're heading for, and we're not very far away from it. And I'm glad your Endgame video is coming out because it is horrifying to think what we're going to be like in 4 or 5 years if we don't get this thing stopped right now.
Well, they're making their move. Did you hear about how I debated? We got him on the show. Well, my producer did by not telling him my name. But we just said syndicated radio show, KLBJ Austin, instead of syndicated, but it is, you know, KLBJ, so it's true. And we got the Rothschild Air on. And I said, well, why is Mars ice caps melting? Why are the moons of Jupiter and Saturn melting? And he said, well, that's because those planets are closer to the sun. And I said, no, Jupiter and Saturn and Mars are after Earth. And he said, no, they're not, on air. Just absolutely amazing. And he's not that dumb. He thinks our audience is dumb.
Yeah, right, right. Hey, but he is ill-informed. And it's just a game to him. So he really doesn't know the facts. All he's doing is parroting the party line, as it were. And it is true. It is amazing what you can do if you get these people off guard, what they will tell you and admit to that shows very clearly that this is an agenda, has nothing to do with reality whatsoever.
Well, he had to lie. He couldn't get on air and just say, hey, the planets that are further out are melting. Conclusively, that's the sun's radiation increasing. That's why Earth has gotten hotter. And then he just says, oh, no, those planets are closer to the sun. Dr. Michael Kaufman, the new video is Global Warming or Global Governance, available at InfoWars.com. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you.
We'll talk to you next week if we're able to schedule you. All right, folks, we'll be right back to get into more on 9/11, and then, of course, the Trans-Texas Corridor with Sal Costello.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming One World Church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
And we got Sal Costello on his way here to be in studio for this interview today. Right now, I wanted to go ahead and get into this big hit piece that is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The History Channel hit piece, Dirty Tricks, Malicious Lies, and Journalistic Fraud. And that is exactly what they have done. The real story behind Brad Davis, NBC, Popular Mechanics, and the History Channel, media whore stooges who engage in deliberate deception, manipulation, chicanery to please their corporate bosses. The History Channel 9/11 special that aired last night was by far the worst hit piece we have ever witnessed. A complete savage, dishonest, and deceptive abomination replete with dirty tricks, malicious lies, and a level of journalistic fraud that goes way beyond simple bias. And they did it all, folks. They took video interviews with us and blew out the video, blew it up, stretched our faces till our faces just filled the screens like some type of nightmare monsters. And then when they would cut the Popular Mechanics trying to debunk us, they would go, now the experts. We're talking $3,000-$4,000 suits, glistening marble, stainless steel, huge offices with picturesque windows of Manhattan, perfectly lit and shot. And they'd cut to us, and they would blow out the video and warp it and have it glowing red. And then they would just, I mean, that's only one facet. I mean, it went on and on and on. I have never seen anything like this in all of my years. And, folks, I've probably been in 50 national hit pieces. So, it's just off the charts, and I hope that everyone will go to PrisonPlanet.com and check this out. Now, we are joined in studio by Sal Costello. He is the head of Texas Toll Party. We are joined in studio by my good friend Sal Costello. He is the founder and head of the Texas Toll Party, formerly just the Austin Toll Party, and now all over the country people are following suit with his research, his grassroots tactics to fight foreign multinational corporations coming in and literally buying off politicians, seizing control of the infrastructure. Sal Costello, thank you for coming into studio with
Alex,
us.
Good to be here, man.
You bet.
Thank
I appreciate you. That. Sal, there's some big meetings coming up the next few days. I want to talk about those. But also, I want to get into, they've announced they want $9 million from TxDOT, our money. And TxDOT's already tried to keep this secret from the legislature, saying they can't see their agreements with Centra. Well, now they want to take $9 million of our money, and they want to try to use that money to propagandize the people of Texas to accept all of this. That's my first question for you. Then secondarily, Bob Dacey, New American writer, who also lives here in town, he went to the TxDOT meeting a few weeks ago, and he's got him on tape talking about how the people are mad, they're upset, we got to sell them on tolls on existing roads. So it looks like this $9 million is going to be used to propagandize that. Then I was listening to KLBJ Radio Saturday night, and they admitted, and they had the state on there, saying they're going to put transponders in our cars and no toll road boxes. So can you go through those 3 points for us, please?
Yeah, I mean, it's absurd. They claim they have no money. And in the past, they've done this too, but this is the first time that it's finally being reported that this $9 million of our tax dollars they claim they don't have is going to be used to sell us on freeway tolls. That's shifting our freeways to tollways, and that is the new animal here. And that's the disturbing part, because if you want to drive an expressway, you're going to have to pay the toll. And these are roads we've already paid for, right-of-way we've paid for over decades. If you want to go to work, school, and shop, you know, you're going to have to pay a toll, and they force you to. I got an email from a guy from Dell just last week that said that, hey, you know, when we get off of the work at Dell now, we're forced to get on this toll road. 5,000 people getting off of Dell at the same time. So this is how they're working it in. They say they're not going to force you, but they do. They say they're not going to toll existing roads, but they do. That's what they're working on. And since 2004, we've been fighting this. And again, they're coming up with another vote. They've already had tens of thousands of people tell them no. They just don't get it. They just don't understand that we do not want our freeways to be tolled.
Let's go through the specifics here, because first they claimed that Central wasn't foreign, now it's here. Then they claimed they weren't going to put tolls on existing roads. Now they're admitting that they want to do that. What do you think the people of Texas, especially Central Texas, where so much of this is centered, are going to do when they learn that they were lied to 2 years ago and that now they've decided to get a $9 million propaganda package? They're not just taxing us to build the roads and then taxing us to hand them over to people and then taxing us to use them. Now they want us to pay to be propagandized and we've been lied to? I mean, my God.
Well, every step of the way, they won't tell you the truth. The elected officials on Campo, that tonight there's the first public hearing at Covington here in Austin, Those people, if you ask them, are you going to sell the, are these toll roads, once you, if you got them, are you, those going to be sold to corporations? Oh, no, they'll tell you. But that is what will happen. That is what is happening throughout Texas. Once the toll road's in place, then they go out and shop it around and see who'll buy it. And it's really offensive and absurd the way they continue to, lie to the public.
Tell us about the meeting tonight, how important that is.
Yeah, I mean, we think that this is the final stretch. We think that this is the final vote for these Phase 2 tolls, and they're not even calling them Phase 2 tolls anymore. They call them something else. And by the way, they don't call the toll roads anymore. They call them managed lanes, so that they don't raise any red flags. But managed lanes are toll roads.
And see, that's the spin. Oh, we're never going to put a toll road on MoPac, but we're going to put managed lanes and charge you. Hey, a toll's a toll.
Oh, yeah. it's really offensive how they continue to lie. But tonight there's this first public hearing. It's the only one in southern Austin, and it's going to be at Covington, and I think that's at Convict Hill. So if you did Google search, you might find it there. Or you can go to my blog if you Google Sal Costello or Muckraker.
We got links up on Infowars.com to
you,
too.
Excellent.
But I mean, this is becoming almost a joke if it wasn't so serious. We get official TxDOT documents, and it shows 14 different stretches of 7 different roads, but at multiple points with toll roads. I live in southwest Austin right by you. I mean, if you or I were going to go anywhere, you know, there in that William Cannon MoPac corridor, we'd have to go through toll roads to go more than a mile.
Oh, yeah.
In any direction or less. And then they say, well, we're allowed to put toll roads on these roads because we added a shoulder or something. I mean, they're playing so many games.
Oh, yeah.
Were you at the TxDOT meeting where they were up? Because Bob Dacey was. I wasn't there. But he said he was at TxDOT that they had a few weeks ago, and they were talking about the people are mad, and we've got to sell them on this, and we've got to ask the feds to change the law so we can put roads on existing toll roads or tolls on existing roads.
Yes. I wasn't there at that meeting, but I've been to many of those meetings, and it's always the same deal. And, you know, the tollers will say, well, hey, you could drive down below on the service roads with the stoplights, the congestion that we're never going to fix. You can go down there for free. But that is not a reasonable alternative to the expressway that we've already paid for above.
But I've already been through the few toll roads that are there. I've tried to go around them. I can't find out where I'm at. I'm out driving around the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, North Austin. You know, I go up there once in a while, and I try to get somewhere, and I try to go free, and it's like a bowl of spaghetti. It sends you somewhere else, and you can't even get to where you need to go unless you get on that toll road. And that's how they plan this. They plan all of this, because this is free money for them. It's unaccountable taxation.
Did you hear the KLBJ news piece Saturday? I was just driving along. Of course, I'm on the air there, so I pay attention to what they're doing. And they were talking to the state, and they said, oh, yeah, the state says, don't worry. We're not going to put toll roads on MoPac. We're not going to put toll roads on these other roads. That is not physical toll booths. We're going to put transponders in your car.
Yeah.
Now, the last two legislatures, they had it in the bills to put it in the inspection stickers. Then we talk about it, and they say it doesn't exist. But now TxDOT's going to local news stations and saying, yeah, don't worry, we're going to put chips in your cars. Do you have any new info on that?
I don't have any new info on that. But, yeah, I mean, they will adjust to whatever they have to get into your pockets and to be able to track and trace you, to market you on whatever they want to sell you.
Now, we've been told there's a two-year moratorium, but it looks to me like they're not stopping. And with Perry's veto and the, quote, compromise, it just seems like they claim that we won, but they're moving forward with the toll roads.
The two-year moratorium it's like Swiss cheese. It's useless in my book. I mean, I've looked at it. And it's not a two-year moratorium.
So would you say it's a pacifier for the public?
It's another word game they play. It's another lie they play. And it is not a moratorium.
Where do we go from here? Are you going to speak out against this plan to spend $9 million of our own money to go out and sell more toll roads to the people of Texas?
Absolutely. But the kicker is they've been doing this for years. I've been reporting this on the blog for years, but finally the mass media is catching on to this one story, this one chunk, this one $9 million. But they've been doing this for years. I would love for a major media outlet to find out exactly how much TxDOT has spent in the last few years on all kinds of marketing to sell us text tags and toll roads and managed lanes and all this nonsense.
I can't get away from it at the movie theater. I've been at the movie theater with my wife, and I'm looking at the movie screen, and it's some big, expensive animated piece about how the roads are all clogged, but these toll roads make it all better. I mean, I don't appreciate that.
The toll roads aren't going to make congestion better. The toll roads are a revenue generation scheme. And if you look at the congestion in Central Texas, the most of the congestion is on I-35. And this toll plan of theirs, this solution of congestion, has nothing to do with I-35. The reason is it's a revenue generation scheme. They want to track, toll, and trace you and just charge you. Just keep having families pay and pay.
Consistently in polls, scientific polls, we've seen over 90%, as high as 97% in polls opposed to the toll roads. And that's with the public having limited knowledge of just how pervasive these 4,000 to 8,000 miles are going to be. What do you see long term or even in the midterm as people learn just how pervasive this plan is and that they have been lied to?
Well, I mean, I don't know if people are going to find out they've been lied to. I mean, we've been lied to for years and years about all kinds of things, but that's a tough question for you to answer. I mean, as the media, mass media, mainstream media picks these things up and starts telling the story, that's helpful. But will they continue to tell the whole story? That's the big question.
I don't think the mainstream media has a choice. And, I mean, I keep going back to this lying issue. We've gotten to where we supposedly accept being lied to. I remember the official TxDOT documents 3 years ago saying they were going to put toll roads on MOPAC. I mean, that's their maps we got.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
And, you know, their employees leaking them and things like that where they're saying we're going to do this. And then you go to these meetings and they get up and lie and say there's no plan. And then now in 2007, they come out and they say, yeah, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And but it's not a toll road. It's a managed lane. You're going to pay for it.
That's right. We're going to shoehorn another lane within the existing lanes to put the managed lane. So that's a road we've already paid for. And it's a managed lane, but it's a toll road. And it makes it much more dangerous because they're shoehorning all those lanes.
Well, I've seen the plans
before.
How do you take an expressway where you drive 70 miles an hour and then just suddenly have it merge into one other lane?
You can't. And they've done the same thing in California, Highway 91.
It's a nightmare.
It was a total nightmare because people have to get onto that express lane in the middle, and that slows down traffic for the free lanes, and then they have to get off and get an exit, and that slows down traffic for the free lanes. So the whole thing is an absolute nightmare, and the only people that move somewhere are the people that are in the managed lane, the toll lane, and they pay a fortune. I think it's like $1 a mile or $1.50 a mile during peak times of the day, and that's absurd, man. That's why they call them Lexus lanes. That's why Highway 91 in California is a failure, but here in Texas, it's a brand new thing. We want to do it, but you know, it's all about money, and all these politicians, they take contribution from the special interests, and they force-feed us these things. Even though we've told them since 2004 that we don't want this nonsense, here they are again, asking us again. And Senator Kirk Watson is out there saying, Phase 2 is dead. This is a whole new plan, but it's the same roads, it's the same toll roads or managed lanes. I mean, how offensive.
Well, that's what
is
they
it?
Do. They say it's not amnesty, it's a guest worker program. They say it's not a North American Union, it's an integration. David Rockefeller famously said about 10 years ago, he said, I'm not for global government, I'm for global governance. Well, I mean, in the dictionary, it's the same thing.
Yeah, and so Senator Kirk Watson, who's the chair of CAMPO, is a masterful wordsmith, but if you're just awake and you pay attention to what he's saying, it is total hogwash.
Well, remember back in the late 90s, he rammed through that 15,000-acre land grab, claiming it'd be a huge park, and all these Austinites said, oh my gosh, a huge park? You go out there, it's luxury mansions.
Oh, sure.
And they just gave the land basically to their buddies.
Oh, sure.
I mean, this guy, he'll end up being governor or president, because they love him. He just always carries the ball for them. It's
absolutely.
The first little dirtbag mayor, you know, flew in here, and you know, now dirtbag at a higher level.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, Kirk Watson is a dirtbag.
Oh, he is, man. And you know, if you met him in person, which I have,
he's a demon.
I was actually at a urinal stall at one of the CAMPO meetings, and he stands up. He gets up to the stall next to me, and he goes, "Yeah, it's a hell of a day, isn't it?" It's like I looked over, and I'm like, "Oh man, you're a sack of." But anyway, he's real.
Oh,
charming.
He's totally fake. Yeah.
He's real charming. And if you met him in person, you think he's the nicest guy,
him,
and there's no way he'd lie to you. But the guy
wasn't too friendly one time out in the parking lot with
him. But he starts believing his own crap, and he's just selling it. That's what he does. He's selling managed lanes. He's selling freeways, tolled freeways.
Well, here's the deal. He may have been able to sell a bunch of well-meaning hippies on stealing a bunch of private property, but now they all hate him and they woke up. He's not going to be able to continue to sell people toll roads on existing roads. I don't care what perfume they put on that pig. It is still a pig.
But most people don't know it's a pig because they're not calling it what it is. They're not even calling them toll roads anymore, Alex.
Tell us about that meeting tonight.
That meeting is at Covington School. It is on... It's between 6 and 7 would be a great time for you to get there because it goes till 9 o'clock. Well, we need bodies there. We absolutely do.
Folks can just go to your blog to find the address, right?
They can go to, yes, it's on Convict Hill in South Austin.
Right over where we live.
Right off of Brody. That's right. And it's real easy to find. Covington, Convict Hill. You Google that, you'll find it for Austin. And I'll be there and a number of people will be there. We got late notice of this, and this is how slippery they are. This is the first public
hearing.
You had
your public notice. You had 10-minute notice.
Yeah, 10-minute notice. Well, here's this. The slippery part is for all of West and South Austin, this is the only meeting, and it's the first one, and they announced it very late, so we weren't able to tell people the way we should have, and that's it. Now, public feedback ends on the 14th of September, and I think it's the 10th of September is the big Campbell meeting that we need everybody
to. And they want to be able to go to the media and say, look, everybody loves it because nobody knew about it. Sal Costello, stay with us into the final segment. Key meeting tonight, ladies and gentlemen, a whole nest of toll roads they want to bring in. They told us we beat these last year. No, they're always going to keep coming back. We've got to keep fighting these vipers. Thanks for joining us. Final segment coming up.
Thank you, sir.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Segment, Sal Costello in studio here with us. They try to wear us out.
That's what they do. They just come back over and over and over again until we finally just give up. But we ought to be happy that we keep beating them and cutting back what they're doing and resisting what they're doing. And they're not going to stop until they've tried it 10, 15 times. And we're just in a round two or three with these people. Let's make that clear. But, we just had local news here. Who were they with?
KXAN, I think.
It all blurs together. KXAN is NBC. Oh, my God, that's Ronald Aveda. No, he used to own that. Now he's over at ABC, isn't he? He does not like me.
I don't know.
But she was telling us stories off record. I can't say anything. It was pretty interesting. I'll just leave it at that. Oh, my. Kirk Watson, man, I tell you what, he is something else. Kurt is not selling a very good product right now, though. What do you see happening long-term with him as kind of the kingpin trying to sell this locally?
Well, Kirk's in a great position at the moment, but I think he's going to be vulnerable in his upcoming elections if somebody steps up that happens to have some money. He basically bullied Barrientos to leave as a senator. He basically told him that he was going to come in and take him out, so he needs to retire, and Barrientos retired. So Kirk Watson stepped in without any opponent, any major opponent. He had a Libertarian, I think, run against him. He's changed the names of toll roads. Tolls are taxes, especially when they're freeways. But you've gone from tax to toll to managed lane. And when people hear managed lane, and when Ben Weir from the Austin Statesman writes managed lane, no red flags raised. And people go, okay, managed lane. That sounds harmless. I don't know what the hell that is.
No, that's taking existing lanes. And again, folks, this isn't just Austin or Texas. No matter where you're at in the U.S., Canada, Germany, Russia, Mexico, and it's Sintra and a few others. They're doing this everywhere.
Oh yeah.
I mean, this same scam is happening everywhere.
This is big money. It's big. It's a lot of money when people pay, five, ten, $20 a day to drive their car to work, to school, to shop.
Tell folks what time that meeting is again tonight.
Well, the meeting tonight, it would be a good time to get there is any time between 6 and 7, but if you can't get there till after 7, that's cool. It's at the Covington School on Convict Hill Road in South Austin. And, I really think this is one of the last hurrahs of this Phase 2 nonsense, because they have been beaten down, and it's been 3 years now. And from what I've heard, I think that Watson is smart enough that he really wants to move on from this. He wants to compromise with a vote that's going to be coming up very soon, but we need to be heard. We really need bodies there. So if you can make it at the Covington School on Convict Hill in South Austin, please be there tonight.
And Texas really is the front line. Sal Costello, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Alex. You've always been a super, super supporter, and we thank you for all your help, man.
Oh, you bet. We'll have you back in as this fight develops.
Thank you.
Folks, we're almost out of time here. At the end of the show, I've never seen a hit piece like it. History Channel hit piece, Dirty Tricks, malicious, malicious lies, disinformation. It just is a fraud. Just lies and journalistic fraud like I've never seen it. Go read the bullet points in this big article, and I'm asking you to beat the Dig Brigade to go vote this thing up to the top on Dig. Get it out every other way you can, because this History Channel piece is meant to hurt the 9/11 truth movement so the globalists can continue to carry out and stage their terror attacks. Bottom line, they've got to somehow discredit government-sponsored terror. They wouldn't talk about Northwoods in the piece. They wouldn't talk about any of the real issues. It was a completely one-sided fraud, and they lied and said it wasn't a hit piece and engaged in 100 times 100. I mean, it was just dirty trick after dirty trick. Video, jump edits, sneakiness, misrepresentations. Just go read it all at prisonplanet.com right now. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time here live. And don't forget, if you want to hear about all the popular mechanics stuff that just happened, I covered it in the first hour, and that's about to start back over on the web at Infowars.com. So be sure and tune in for that. And I want to thank all of our affiliates as well. God bless you.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.